All last year in 2017, we put together what is known as a parish discernment group to work with Veronica Gallus. Veronica came to St. Peter several years ago after years of her own discernment in vocation, and she brought all that with her, and we engaged her discernment, through the work of the discernment group, and they worked all last year in 2017. One of the end results of that was recommending her to the vestry, who then met with Veronica. The vestry recommended Veronica to the diocese to be considered as a postulant for holy orders, primarily in the diaconate as a deacon. And so a couple of weekends ago, the commission met with Veronica and unanimously recommended her. She, once the bishop signs on the dotted line, probably in the next week or so, she will officially become a postulant for holy orders in the Episcopal Diocese of Nevada, and what that means is she is now entered into formal education, training, and formation with the diocese moving in that direction. What happened was the bishop said, well, you know, since she brought all this discernment with her to St. Peter's, she would go through the process, we would support her, she would get ordained, and then we'd all be going, bye-bye, because she would be assigned to another congregation. He said, or plan B is you reconstitute that ministry team of which she would be a part, and you guys can keep her at St. Peter's. Well, guess which option we chose. And so what I'd like to do right now is introduce to you the people who are going to remain part of Veronica's formation as a postulant, then a candidate, and then in and through her ordination, and who are also going to make it possible for her to be ordained and to stay here at St. Peter's. So, folks, if the ministry team would come on up. First, we have Peter Myers. Peter attends the 8 o'clock service. Everybody wave to Peter as he waves to you, okay? Peter served all last year on the parish discernment group, also worked with Veronica and the others, moving toward this concept of this ministry team. Peter, it turns out, is an author, and he's written any number of books, many of which now, since he moved here 3 years ago, focus on Northern Nevada. And his next book, coming out June 25th, is called Lost Carson City. And I've already got it on my wait list with Amazon. I would encourage you to do the same. He's a wonderful author, and better, he's a storyteller. And so Peter is now going to serve on the ministry team as our storyteller in residence. Give it up for Peter Myers. Jeanette Miller next to him. Everybody wave to Jeanette. Jeanette, as you wave to them. A lot of you folks know Jeanette. She has been in a part of this parish for years. She's been part of the heart of this congregation. She was on the search committee that resulted in my being invited to come to St. Peter, so you can hold her personally responsible for the last 23 years. She's been the clerk of the vestry. She has taught Sunday school, worked with our young people. I mean, the work that she has done in this congregation is just, it goes on and on and on. And the cool thing about Jeanette is that she is what is called a classic agnostic. And what that means is, yes, okay? Thomas, the one who asks all the questions. Jeanette is one of those folks that is not afraid to ask the hard questions. And what's really cool about Jeanette is that she gives herself permission to not know. You know how people say, oh, I know things about, I have secret knowledge about God that you don't have. That's called Gnosticism, okay? And it was a heresy back in the second and third centuries of the Common Era, and it still is, except nobody knows it, because now all the TV preachers say, we have secret knowledge about God that you need. You know, all the heretics on TV. Jeanette isn't one of them. She has given herself permission to make the daily choice to know nothing about God, which opens her up to all possibilities of God. She is a classic agnostic. She is now the lay agnostic of the ministry team for St. Peter's. Give it up for Jeanette. Julie Rodolph, again, she's an 8 o'clocker, been here for years, has participated with the Eucharistic visitors and taking communion to folks who can't be here. She's partnered up with Lois Johnson, Lois Gilbert, Betty Bianchi, has done some fabulous work in that regard, part of a pastoral care team, looking out for folks who just need extra attention, and she's been part of the leadership of the Daughters of the King, which is a group of women who pray and pay attention to the congregation as well. And through the discernment process, we realized that Julie serves as an abbess, like in an ancient monastic community where you have an abbot that is the head of the guys and an abbess who is the head of the women. Julie is not only now a relicensed Eucharistic visitor for this congregation, she is also the abbess of the Daughters of the King, Julie Rodolph. Oh, did you wave to Julie? You got to wave to Julie. Okay, good. Hallie Murphy, a lot of you folks know. Hallie's been a big part of this congregation. Her family has deep roots here, not just at St. Peter's, but all over the diocese. Hallie has served on vestry. She's headed up the landmines committee, looking at our property and our landscaping. She is back on vestry. She has also been a part of the original ministry team that met for 14 years. We've roped her back onto this ministry team. And in addition to all the work that she does around St. Peter's, she also teaches. She is an EFM mentor, which is Education for Ministry. And if you come to the Lenten class, you'll see her leading the group in theological reflection, for which she is a master. And so she was just licensed after years of doing the work. Now finally she is licensed as a lay catechist or teacher in the Diocese of Nevada. Give it up for Hallie Murphy. Susan Newcomb. You folks, pardon me? Former senior warden, indeed. Many, many, many hats she's worn. Susan Newcomb. Everybody wave to Susan. Susan, wave to everybody else. Susan is about to go off on Tuesday, so we're going to anoint her later on, to Cleveland, Ohio. God bless her pea-picking heart. And she is going to involve herself in a conference on evangelism. And if you move around the Episcopal Church and talk to regular Episcopalians about evangelism, they don't have a clue what you're talking about. But Susan has a heart for reaching out, not just in the congregation, but into the community. And she and John St. Hilaire, is John here? I don't see him, instigated our participation in the Wine Walk and are very much a part of the reason why St. Peter's wins the Best of Wine Walk on a monthly basis. And while everybody else is out there partying, guess what Susan's doing? She is connecting with people that are coming up the street. She is listening to their wants and their needs. She is praying with them. She is being the church on the street with the folks in Carson City. That's evangelism. She has just recently been licensed as, we think, the only evangelist in the Diocese of Nevada. So she is now licensed lay evangelist for St. Peter's and for Nevada. Give it up for Susan. And then I mentioned Veronica Gallus. Veronica's been here for a couple years. She's about to be the commission recommended her for postulancy. The bishop's going to sign off on that because we know where he lives. Again, because of the folks that are standing before you, she will go through process supported by this team in prayer and in work. And once she's ordained, because of the group that is standing before you, she will be allowed to remain here at St. Peter's among us. So give it up for next to her, Chuck McCray. Chuck, you folks know. Chuck is a licensed and has just recently been relicensed as a lay preacher, a lay catechist, which is a teacher, and a lay worship leader. Chuck and I go back into the late 70s. We've known each other for years and years. Our paths continue to cross, and I consider it a deep blessing of the divine to be here at St. Peter's with Chuck McCray, an old friend. Chuck, yeah. Oh, wave, and then wave. You got to wave to Chuck. Everybody wave to Chuck. Okay. Did you wave to Veronica? Okay, good. All right. Oh, and then there's the kids. Wave to the kids. Kids, way back. Yeah. Woohoo. The reason the children are up here is because of Pam Ertl, who last year was the Teacher of the Year for the state of Nevada. Woohoo. She teaches down in Minden for about the past 21, 22 years. She's been teaching here with our children at St. Peter's, bringing them the message through Godly Play, which is the children's version of Education for Ministry. She does fabulous work with the kids. She was part of the old ministry team. We lassoed her to become a part of this new ministry team, and we're excited about her place. She has also, after all these years, finally been licensed as a lay catechist in the Diocese of Nevada, too. So give it up for Pam Ertl. And then I think we decided that I, as rector, I'm also the convener of the ministry team, but it was suggested that I'm also the court jester, too. So that'll be part of my role. So if you folks would please stand, and if you guys would kind of huddle up a little bit here, there you go, come on in. We're gonna commission these folks, and then a couple of you have got to run. So here we go. God of all wisdom and knowledge, give your blessing on all those who have agreed to serve on the ministry team of St. Peter's. Give them guidance, all that they teach, all that they lead, all that they serve, that by word and example they may lead those whom they work with to the knowledge and love of you through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the people said, Amen. So, in the name of God and of this congregation, I commission Pam, Chuck, Veronica, Susan, Hallie, Julie, Peter, and Jeanette as members of the ministry team of St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Carson City, Nevada. Thank you so much.